Oh, Angel. It's been a long time. I haven't seen you since, well, garden apples, temptations. Can't have you running off now, can I? Especially since it took so long to catch you in the first place. Don't look so surprised. You think I just happened to be stopping by? Why else would I come down to Earth but to fulfill some dark desires, hmm? Marilyn on Bleecker Street wants to cheat on her husband. Callum on West Avenue wants to bed a woman twice his age. Jessica from Uptown wants to sleep with a friend's father. The list goes on, and yet, I decided to come to you first, Angel. You want to know why that is? It's because you have a dark desire, too. One that I simply could not wait to fulfill. You see, usually we just get Earth assignments delivered to us from up top. Or should I say, down below. Well, either way, I get a very long list sent to my desk telling me to pop on up to Earth to cause a little trouble. I do it, and that's all well and good. However, I got something a little different this time. This time, no one told me where to go. No one told me who my target was. No one told me anything. I just knew. I assume it was because this assignment couldn't be filled by just any demon. They could only be filled by yours truly. As flattered as I am, Angel, I am a little perplexed. Why now? It's been quite literally an eternity since we last spoke, and just now I've been appearing in your desires. Or perhaps just now is when they've become so intense that they've been sent my way. No matter the reason, your prayers have been answered, so to speak, for I'm here to help you actualize those desires. All you need to do is give in. I know you want to. Oh, for fuck's sake, Angel, admit it or I'll have to wrench it out of you. What do you want me to do? You want me to sully you? You want this dastardly sly demon to tempt you? No, not tempt. Take. You want me to take you? You want me to hurt you? You want to be roughed up? You want wretched, awful, disgusting things that would make me blush? I can see it now. All the foul, deplorable, repulsive things running in your pretty little head. It's a true miracle that heaven has yet to discover how much of a slut you are. Stop trying to deny it, Angel. You're only delaying the inevitable. It's my job to fulfill desires, and yours is on the docket for today. And I'm not leaving until it's checked off the list. Ugh, there you go, going on and on about how when heaven hears about this and when Gabriel finds out, as if that's a threat to me. I'm a demon. It's what I do. But when heaven hears about the fact that you let a demon touch you like this, when Gabriel finds out about all the shameful things you've been fantasizing about, well, it's not I who needs to be worried, is it, Angel? I am going to ruin you. Off. Take it off, Angel. There we go. Doesn't it feel good to obey? Doesn't it feel good to stop pretending to be this holier-than-thou goody-two-shoes? Doesn't it feel good to be the filthy fucking slut we both know you are? And while you're at it, why don't you get on your knees for me? After all, you can't keep on this sinful path without falling a bit. Oh, look at you. Pitiful, really. I mean, I can see it in your eyes. You've been waiting for this for ages. How repressed and depraved do you have to be to fantasize about someone like me, Thinking about writhing bodies, grasping hands, cries of pleasure like you've never known, never could know. Look at how flushed you are. Such a delicious glow. Warm, too. Is that what the halo feels like? I suppose you won't be too familiar with it for much longer, will you? No. Can't imagine that heaven will let you back once I'm finished with you. If only the Archangel could see you now. Naked and all but begging for my touch. And what a pretty sight you are. Makes me want to mount you my wall. Or somewhere else. Don't give me that look. You know that I can miracle up anything that I'd like, and right now I'd very much like to see you bouncing on a cock. My cock, to be precise. Just like that. I can fill you up like the bitch that you are. How pathetic. Leaning into a simple hand pressed on your face like a two-bit whore. Unfortunately for you, that's about as tender as I'm going to get. I don't treat concubines amorously, Angel, and you are certainly no exception. There will be no going slowly or waiting for you to get comfortable. Cock sleeves don't get a say in how they're used. There we go. Nice and tight, just as I thought. I was wondering if you were rebellious enough to indulge in self-pleasuring, but I figured you were far too repressed to do something like that. Still think that the big man upstairs is watching? Well, you better hope he likes what he sees. Or maybe I should make sure he's watching. Take a quick little trip up to Heaven's Gates and fuck you like the filthy slut you are on the doorstep. I'm sure Dear Gabriel would have something to say then. And once I'm finished with you, I'll let them decide what to do with you and your abused role. Maybe they'll learn some sinful pleasures of the flesh as well, Angel. Oh, what do you say? Don't pretend it hasn't crossed your mind, being a precious little fuck toy for eternity. And wouldn't that make you feel special, being the one who tempts the archangels into falling? Willing to sacrifice their power, their holiness for a taste of you. Oh, but you're mine. You're mine, Angel. Every shiver and shudder and breathless moan, every grip of the bedsheets and bruise on your knees, every last inch of you is mine. Isn't that what you wanted? To be desired by me? Well, you certainly got it now. I think I'll have to visit more often if you're going to be this good of a fuck. I know you want that too. You want me to roll my hips into you. You want me to grab your waist like I mean it and pound your tight little hole over and over, chasing after the toe-curling ecstasy you were never allowed to have as a messenger of God. You're in luck, Angel, because I'm feeling generous. Do you feel that? Your heartbeat quickening, your breaths becoming more shallow. It's obvious from the look on your face that you can feel the heat pooling deep between your legs. You know what that means, Angel? That means you're going to... Come for me, Angel. Lose yourself to the sinful desires that you've been fantasizing about for eons. Oh, that's it. That's a good little angel. Satisfied? Look at you. Can't even speak. Felt good, didn't it? Looks good too. My hot sea dripping out of you, sweat sheening your skin, and oh, your face. Could you look any more debauched? What would Gabriel say now? I'm not sure, but boy, do I want to find out. Angel. Angel? You look upset. Why? Isn't this what you wanted? I thought this was your fantasy, your desire. Oh. Oh, Angel. Oh, come here. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it. I'll make sure you're safe. It's not fair of them, wanting you to be so perfect all the time. It must be difficult. Who could blame you for wanting something to help you cope? It's going to be alright, Angel. I understand. You don't have to think about that. Not here. Not with me. No. We can stay here like this for as long as we want. You're going to be okay. I promise, Angel. I'll protect you.